The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي ومطالي يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي. Brothers and sisters, in this part of the Kumail supplication, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها, and the world with its delusions has deceived me. وَنَفْسِي بِخِيَانَتِهَا وَمِطَالِي, and my soul with its offenses and my dilly-dallying have deceived me. Regarding this part, we discussed the concept of soul, its reality from different aspects. We also had a look at the consequences of letting the reign of soul into the hands of our desires throughout the words of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and the verses of the Holy Quran. Now, the ending part, it says, وَمِطَالِي, and my dilly-dallying. This means, if we have a look at our own lifestyles, we find out that we have dilly-dallied for years. We have done nothing for asking repentance. It means we have done nothing in order to reform our souls. We haven't attained the provisions necessary for hereafter. We haven't brought enough good deeds. We haven't avoided sins. We have been seeking wisdom and insight, but not enough. This means the satisfaction with today and tomorrow has deceived us. This has prevented us from seeking the truth. O Allah, we ask you for a strong will and power to fulfill our promises so that we may be released for this idleness of ours. Because we are really weak, and this weakness would eventually harm us, deprive us from the mercy of the Almighty Allah, from His forgiveness, and this weakness will place us among the disobedient servants. So, when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, my dilly-dallying, وَمِطَالِي, this means I have also been deceived by my dilly-dallying, by this mital. This means I have not been firm in choosing the different sides. I have not been firm in choosing the side of the truth. And I haven't been firm in choosing the best procedures, in choosing the best lifestyles that you as our Lord have recommended us.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Throughout the words of the Ahlul Bayt and the Infallibles, alayhimus salam, we have many examples of how truly a complete servant must live in this world. They have shown us the true lifestyles of the obedient servants, the true meaning of servitude, which is supplication, which is reliance on the Almighty Allah, has also been referred to. And in this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam continues, Ya Sayyidi, فَأَسْأَلُكَ بِعِزَّتِكَ أَنْ لَا يَحْجُبَ عَنْكَ دُعَائِي سُوءُ عَمَلِي وَفِعَالِي. In this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about one of the most important matters in our supplication. He says, O my Lord, I ask you by your might not to let my evil deeds and my evil acts veil my supplication from you. Brothers and sisters, now that Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about supplication in this Kumail supplication itself, فَأَسْأَلُكَ بِعِزَّتِكَ أَنْ لَا يَحْجُبَ عَنْكَ دُعَائِي سُوءُ عَمَلِي وَفِعَالِي, he's saying that some of the evil deeds, some of our evil acts are veiling our supplications from the Almighty Allah. But the question is, what is the use and benefits of acceptance of our prayers by the Almighty Allah? In this regard, we have to consider two important benefits, one greater than the other. The minor benefit of supplication, of course, is the very fulfillment of the request. It's the fulfillment of the petition made by the supplicant to the Almighty Allah, be it regarding this world or hereafter or both. But the greater benefit is the response itself from the Almighty Allah. It's the ijabah, because every response involves a turning from the Almighty Allah towards His servant. Every prayer entails a turning of the servant toward the Almighty Allah. Brothers and sisters, we will, God willing, talk about this important phrase of supplication kumail and the concept of supplication more in the episodes to come. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.